Come, now a roundel and a fairy song. Then, for the third part of a minute, hence. Some to kill cankers in the musk rose buds. Some war with rear mice for their leathern wings to make my small elves' coats. And some keep back the clamorous owl that nightly hoots and wonders at our quaint spirits. Sing me now asleep, then to your offices, and let me rest.
Seest when thou dost wake, do it for thy true love take, love and languish for his sake. Be it ounce or cat or bear, pard or boar with bristled hair, in thy eye that shall appear, when thou wak'st, it is thy dear. Wake when some vile thing is near.
Fair love, you faint with wandering in the wood. And to speak truth, I have forgot our way. We'll rest us, Hermia, if you think it good, and tarry for the comfort of the day.
Be it so, Lysander. We'll find you out of bed, for I upon this bank will rest my head.
One turf shall serve as pillow for us both. One heart, one bed, two bosoms, and one troth.
Nay, good Lysander, for my sake, my dear, lie further off yet, do not lie so near.
Oh, take the sense, sweet, of my innocence. Love takes the meaning in love's conference. I mean that my heart unto yours is knit, so that but one heart we can make of it. Two bosoms interchained with an oath, so then two bosoms and a single troth. And by your side, no bedroom me deny, for lying so, Hermia, I do not lie.
Lysander riddles very prettily. Now much beshrew my manners and my pride if Hermia meant to say Lysander lied. But, gentle friend, for love and courtesy, lie further off, in human modesty. Such separation, as may well be said, becomes a virtuous bachelor and a maid. So far, be distant. And good night, sweet friend. Thy love ne'er alter till thy sweet life end.
Amen. Amen to that fair prayer, say I.
And then end life, when I end loyalty.
Here is my bed. Sleep give thee all his rest.
With half that wish, the wisher's eyes be pressed.
Through the forest have I gone, but Athenian found I none, on whose eyes I might approve this flower's force in stirring love. Night and silence, who is here? Weeds of Athens he doth wear. This is he, my master said, despiseth the Athenian maid. And here the maiden sleeping sound on the dank and dirty ground. Pretty soul, she durst not lie near this lack love, this kill courtesy. Churl upon thy eyes I threw all the power this charm doth owe. When thou wak'st, let love forbid sleep his seat on thy eyelid. So awake when I am gone, for I must now to Oberon.
Stay, though thou kill me, sweet Demetrius.
I charge thee hence, and do not haunt me thus.
Oh, wilt thou, darkling, leave me? Do not so.
Stay, on thy peril. I alone will go.
I'm out of breath in this fun chase. The more my prayer, the lesser is my grace. Happy is Hermia, wheresoe'er she lies, for she hath blessed and attractive eyes. How came her eyes so bright? Not with salt tears, if so my eyes are oftener washed than hers. No, I'm as ugly as a bear. For beasts that meet me run away for fear. Therefore no marvel, though Demetrius do as a monster fly my presence thus. What wicked and dissembling glass of mine made me compare with Hermia's fiery eyne? But who is here? Lysander, on the ground. Dead? Or asleep? I see no blood, no wound. Lysander! If you live, good sir, awake!
And run through fire I will, for thy sweet sake. Transparent Helena, nature shows art, that through thy bosom makes me see thy heart. Where is Demetrius? Oh, how fit a word is that vile name to perish on my sword.
Do not say so, Lysander, say not so. What though he love your Hermia? Lord, what though? Yet Hermia still loves you. Then be content.
Content? With Hermia? No. I do repent the tedious minutes I with her have spent. Not Hermia, but Helena I love. Who will not change a raven for a dove? The will of man is by his reason swayed, and reason says, you are the worthier maid. Things growing are not ripe until their season, so I, being young, till now ripe not to reason. And touching now the point of human skill, reason becomes the marshal to my will and leads me to your eyes, where I o'erlook love's stories written in love's richest book.
Wherefore was I to this keen mockery born? When, at your hands, did I deserve this scorn? Is not enough, young man, that I did never, no, nor never can, deserve a sweet look from Demetrius' eye, but you must flout my insufficiency? Good troth, you do me wrong. Good sooth, you do. In such disdainful manner, me to woo. But fare you well. Perforce, I must confess, I thought you, lord, of more true gentleness. Oh, that a lady of one man refused should of another therefore be abused.
Oh. Ooh.
She sees not Hermia. Hermia, sleep thou there, and never mayest thou come Lysander near. For as a surfeit of the sweetest things the deepest loathing to the stomach brings, or as the heresies that men do leave are hated most of those they did deceive, so thou, my surfeit and my heresy, of all be hated, but the most of me. And all my powers address your love and might to honour Helen and to be her knight.
Help me! Lysander, help me! Do thy best to pluck this crawling serpent from my breast! Ay me, for pity! Oh, what a dream was here! Lysander! Oh, look how I do quake with fear! Methought a serpent ate my heart away, and you sat smiling at his cruel prey. Lysander? What, removed? Lysander? Lord? What, out of hearing? Gone? No sound, no word? Alack, where are you? Oh, speak, and if you hear, speak of all loves I swoon almost with fear. No? Then I well perceive you are not nigh. Either death or you, I'll find immediately.